This is Inside Florida Tech, a look at the people and programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're happy to have Bob Taylor here, an associate dean and head of the School of Arts and Communication and professor of history here at Florida Tech. We also have Matthew Ruane, a professor of history, and Gordon Patterson, professor of history. Thank you all for coming in.
Thank you.
So there's a big event coming up on November 22nd. Bob, you want to start out by telling us exactly what you're doing?
Yes. On November 22nd at 1 p.m. here on campus in the Hartley Room, we're going to have a very special panel discussion titled Perspectives on the Death of a President, Reflections and Remembrances of John F. Kennedy and His Times.
All right. And it is free and open to the public?
Yes, it is open to the community. We're going to look at the Kennedy presidency, the man, the legend, so to speak, and see where he fits in, because there will be a tremendous amount of interest, as this will be at almost the exact minute that he was assassinated in Dallas back in 1963, 50 years ago.
It's right here on campus on the 22nd at 1 p.m. It is open to the public, no cost to attend, and we recommend that you get there a little early because parking can be a challenge. And you have quite a panel of people who will be speaking. Matthew, you want to tell us about that?
The panel includes Florida Tech's president, Anthony Catanese, former Congressman Dave Weldon, Kendall Moore, and Professor Gordon Patterson and myself as being part of the panel. And Dr. Taylor will be the one moderating this panel for the time that it lasts, which should be about an hour or so.
So, Gordon, tell us, what's the significance? Why are we doing this?
There's a problem that historians always face, and that is that memory of the experience of people who've actually been in a place and a time and experience becomes history. And we're at one of those moments. For those who were alive in 1963, that day, the 22nd of November, is defined probably by where they were when they heard the news of the death of a president. And in the decade that followed, many historians speculated about the promises that perhaps might have been fulfilled and the disappointments that came. We're at a point now, 50 years later, where it's important for us to think about how we assess that event, how we assess the career of John F. Kennedy, what sense we can make of it. It's an opportunity, I think, for generations to talk to one another about how an event in American history came to define perhaps a loss of innocence, perhaps beginning of a tumultuous decade. We're going to talk about it with men and individuals who both were alive at the time and weren't alive at the time. And we'll have some students there. I think it'll be an exciting afternoon and one that'll hopefully broaden our perspective on this moment in American history.
Sounds very exciting. So it's happening on November 22nd, Reflections and Remembrances of John F. Kennedy and His Times. If you'd like more information, 674-8082. Begins at 1 p.m., and it will be in the Denia Student Center in the Hartley Room.
We hope the community turns out, so it should be a very stimulating and timely discussion, and we're looking forward to it.
All right. Well, thank you all for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.